story of Acts 3 and 4 of Peter and John going up to the temple and healing that man that had been lame for so long. And when the story came, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done it? They were even sent for asking about the name. And the name is very common to what he's got. References to the Lord's name and the key thing seems to be Peter of authority. And what name means to be leader. That means the source of authority that has to do it. And they have to recognize the importance of the notable miracle that has been done in the sense of the
thank you.
is the result of the where two or three hundred,
or with 2 or 3 dozen, except for 2 or 3, because I believe that the Lord Jesus, in anticipating the birth of the church on the day of Pentecost, and sowing the precious seed concerning it there in Matthew 18, he looks on beyond the following days of the church. He looks beyond the revival of the truth in the 1800s, and he looks on to 1993, and he made provision to the very end. He made provision so that there could be a corporate testimony, though it perhaps would be 2 or 3. And I think this is very precious to see. And you see all through Malachi how God hadn't changed. And I think it's very precious to see this as well. There's much failure and much to exercise our hearts and our consciences in the book of Malachi. But look at the very first verse, the word of the Lord. God still had a message for his people. He still had a way of blessing for them, a path of faith for them. And so Malachi's name means the messenger of Jehovah. He sends his messenger. He gives him a word, and that word was suitable and applicable to the day in which Malachi found himself and those that he delivered his message to. And is God's word any different today? God still has a message for us. Even if you look around and we have to own our part in the failure and the shame that has come in amongst the Lord's people, yet God has a message for us. And as we're here at these meetings, if we're willing to open our ears and our hearts to the message that God has for us, this desire is a blessing.
What we have in the second verse, we bring it to us, and we have the question in the first before I read it. The Lord is saying to them, I love you. I look before us to enjoy that love. But I want to enjoy it without believing that he is a good God. He showed up in the good way without the sinful connection to him. So I'm asking. All that came down to the rock and me. He gave his son to me. He helped his church with his son to us. He gave me an extension of my soul as to the south of the individual. But there is none that is better than the loving of Jesus, caring for us. And then they are there to do the same thing. compromise of the meaning of the land. The Lord God of Israel with peace and kept the feast on the wedding day 7 days with joy, for the Lord had made them joyful and turned the heart of the king of Assyria unto them to strengthen their hands in the work of the host of God. A lesson was made to what happened in the year 1832 and so on. There was a tremendous work of the Spirit of God in Europe, and there was almost like we were living there now, having the head of a tremendous working of the Spirit, so much so, I understand, that those gathered in the name of the Lord were so in such large numbers that even the Church of England, the communities of concern, that it would depend on their work and that everyone could be gathered in the name of the Lord, which that was how tremendous that work was in the name. We lived in a few plants before stopping batteries and other things. Well, we saw them everywhere, but God did it in miracles. He did it in a ministry. Brought them back, set them up there, and they never turned to our quality. Never gone back to our quality. Going on these days.
Thank you. And I just want to say that Really? I got it. But I'm looking at the responsibility mark that every man is working. God saved your soul for a purpose to use you for his glory. And you are listening attentively to the voice of the Lord. He has a job for you to do. Don't neglect that. Timothy was a shy fellow. He wasn't very strong. And Paul has taken him neglect not to be so tender. Every one of us here, you younger brothers and children, there is some work that God has given you and has put you with you. You have developed that for your glory, not to be one of the fathers of the earth and never push yourself. So I believe that not as my teacher, but there, that the Lord values and saw people who noticed that they were even thinking about his name. These are dark days that are coming, and Satan is in fleeing mode. But let's encourage ourselves to belong to the Lord and take our responsibility, not only for others, but to go on and use what the Lord has given you and me in the person for it, use it for his glory, and you will be blessed.
It is not a shepherd to serve, and hopefully you
like Martha, we're not to the point that we do anything to quiet peace. We are so much in danger of taking some time. I don't have my gift to the victim, and therefore I don't have it. You know, this is a problem in church as well. One of the problems is that we look on somebody else and think what I have is so unimportant, and therefore we neglect things. Or those who have something look down. It's not a problem. You know, all of these things that are dealt with faithfully. Everyone. We have to function as a body. And if we do not function as a body together, we will deteriorate. We will have to be brought to a system and a system. So there are some groups of brethren that have deteriorated their body and their future, a ministry, because they're no longer able to practice the truth of the effectiveness. We'll get to that, brethren, if you don't have to.
I'm sorry, we don't have a minute. That's a better. We're talking to the breakfast and talking to the room. There, and we knew about it from the experience that there was a big one. John Billy probably owned a box of things. Oh, you don't have one. Thank you.
for a reason?
That's one way for us to overcome the fear of giving to the Lord.
Paul gave an exhortation to the men at the assembly of Colossae. He said, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry that thou hast received of the Lord, that thou fulfill it. We're never told in Scripture what the ministry Archippus was given, but obviously he was given some little function to perform in the assembly there, and Paul felt that the local assembly was suffering a lack because there was a man there who wasn't carrying out the little function that he was given. And I've enjoyed a thought in 1 Corinthians 12 in connection with the body, because we have some expressions as to the body and how every member has a particular function, but there are many members of our body, in the natural sense, that have a function that we're not even aware of. But if that function broke down, we would miss that member of the body. And before I read the verse I have in mind, just tell a little story that drove this verse home to my soul. Some time ago, I was visiting a very small assembly, and there was an elderly brother there, and he was telling me that when he was first saved and gathered as a young man, a brother came through, and he was complaining to this brother who had come through. He said, you know, the Lord hasn't given me any gift or anything I can do for the Lord in the local assembly here. Well, I thought the brother was very wise. He said to this brother, he said, who makes sure that there's a loaf and a cup on the table on Wednesday morning? The brother said, I do. And he said, after the breaking of bread, who makes sure that things are cleaned up and that the money is counted and deposited properly? He said, I do. He said, when the saints go home, who makes sure that lights are out and the door is locked up? He said, I do. Well, the brother turned him to the verse I'm going to read here in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 28. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing. You might say, if we read this verse, well, I don't have any of those gifts, but what's the next one, brother? Help. And this brother said to the brother, he said, we can all be a help. He said, one of the gifts that is given to the church is help. And I think this is a nice encouragement, not only for those of us who are younger, but for the sisters as well. Because there's a nice commendation given in Philippians. It says, and help those women that labored with me in the gospel. There were sisters there at Philippi. They had been a quiet, godly help in the furthering of the gospel and the truth. And Paul says, you remember those women, and you help them. Brother Tom mentioned that Mary, when she poured out her ointment at the feet of the Lord, she never said a word, but the whole house was filled with the odor of the ointment. And I even think of that on Wednesday morning. Why wasn't it Lazarus that poured out his ointment? Because you say, well, the brothers can take part. But here it was Mary, a sister, a lady. She pours out her ointment. Her heart is full of praise and worship, and it had an effect on all that were in the house. And a sister whose heart is full of praise on Wednesday morning is a tremendous help and a blessing in the assembly. Just one more little story to accentuate what we've been saying to the brother who's with the Lord now. But all the years I was growing up in Smith Falls, he never took part, might have given out a hymn once in a while, but never took an active public part in the assembly. But every Wednesday morning, perhaps for 45 or 50 years, or every Wednesday evening, I should say, he got there half an hour early for the gospel meeting, made sure the hall was open, handed out the hymn book. If there was a stranger, they got a warm smile and a handshake. And you know, when that brother passed away, no one ever stepped in and took over that whole ministry that he fulfilled. But we missed that brother when he was gone. And so, just another example of how we can be a help. And I wondered about this little expression, help. And so when I was in Pleasantville the last time, I asked some of the dear old brethren about the help. Because you remember in, I think, the 27th of Acts, when the storm was approaching, and Paul and those who were with him were in the ship, they secured the help. So I said to the brethren, I said, what were the help? Those who followed the sea in their younger days. They said, well, the helps were steel cables that were used in the days of wooden seagoing vessels to gird the underside of the ship in anticipation for a storm to help hold the ship together. Brother, we're not anticipating a storm. Satan has been busy. The storms have been upon us. What do we need? We need to secure the help.
as we read this verse and see that one of the gifts is health. I don't want to be facetious, but I don't think any one of us can get out from under this. We can all be a help in this sound of
it. I remember that earlier when I gathered watching your brother and he was telling of an incident that happened in the assembly. But it's an incident that happened in the assembly. In this case, the brothers and others, the brother hadn't taken any part. Well, that was an evening. And the other brother said, in kind of a very high place this morning. Well, the brother said, high place. And I didn't hear any part at all. And I'd like to read you a verse. So this is the verse in Luke 22. Gospel of Luke 22 and verse 27. For whether is greater, he that sinned than me, or he that served us? Now he that sitteth in me, that I say to you, that I am among you, that he that sitteth. So he saw the brother had taken a very high place. He had taken the place of sitting, and taken the place of receiving. So he liked to be in the meeting, he liked to be receiving. But necessary that someone is good. It's a terrible world. England is good. We all should be good.
Lamentations 3:27 says it is good for a man that he bear the yoke and the
youth.
Also, it could be that those who have served and keep them. Service has to do with material might be led into a higher field of service. You find that with Philip, and you find it with Steve. So there might begin with that type of service, and then you might be led into other aspects of the more service. I'd like to ask a question on a connection with Esau being mentioned here and Jacob. Why does the Lord refer to them? It might be a little puzzling to some. Why is the God of Jacob mentioned and that he hated Esau? I believe it is because Jacob loved the rest and Esau despised him. We have in Hebrew that he's a profane person. He was a profane person because he didn't value the blessing. I think there's no one that grows up in Christian homes in the assembly that will be a that will despise the blessing. And I'm sure that that goes all along with that questioning the love that the Lord is for. So to hear a statement came from Philip that the love of God is only awful for one who grows up amongst the Christian character of the Lord in the assembly despite those things. I think this correct examination. This judgment is not going to give us a lot of faith in the character of the character of all the faith. From the beginning, what characterizes is that we love the blessing, try to get the blessing, victory, and doing wisdom and doing human vision matters. But what the Lord recognized is that this was a formidable one, one of the blessings. together, but we have to learn that to hold together by the Lord's Spirit, of course. At least I'll never wanted it. We have to later on wanted it. You know, the Lord still not, I believe, for the life of Moses. But God be lost out. And he wept because of what he had lost. But they were so good at that.
Someone has said, the wonder is not that God did it, but that he wanted to do it. Yes.
I say that's not the best. You have to continue on later.
Goes to the shooting for half the day.